Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll happen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, over 2,800 yearling heifers, and almost 22,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
December live cattle futures finished up 7 points at 110.70. The February is up 75 at 113.92. April 35 higher at 117.17. And June live is up 20 at 112.12. Feeder cattle, similar today. They were also higher. The feeder cattle finished up 15 cents on the January at 141.80. Today's high was only 30 or 40 cents higher than that, so they were relatively close to the high. March is up 32 at 140.97. The April feeders 22 higher at 142.10. Yesterday, those contracts made new highs over the last 3 months, going back to August. And March and August went up to 145.30. So we're really close to the contract highs here and knocking on the door. And really, you know, a lot of talk has been that corn prices going up should impact the price of feeder cattle. And it really hasn't done that yet, and it's been high corn for a month or so now. So maybe it won't. Maybe the cattle are here to stay. There's another argument here with the box beef being so high that maybe the live cattle are underpriced, and that's the part that's out of line at this point. December hogs are going to finish the day down slightly here, down 72 at 66.25.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The decision's been made by Midwest Farm Shows to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February at Expo Square at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the new dates for the Tulsa Farm Show, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll see you at the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show.
And today's grain futures markets were mixed here. We had corn about 2 cents higher. Wheat was the strongest, up 9 to 14 cents, and soybeans finished the day down about 8 to 9 cents. They did midday try to come back and never were quite positive on the day, but did try to come back on the beans after being almost 20 cents lower at one point early this morning. Still going to revolve around what's happening in South America with their rainfall. There is actually rainfall forecasted for the next 7 to 10 days, which should weigh on the corn and bean prices because it looks like they're going to have at least an average crop at this point. It can always change, but it looks like it's going to be okay for now. There's no real fear of imminent drought, maybe like there was 2 weeks ago in on this run-up. There's also a lot of talk that the technical side of the beans specifically is how overbought they were, and then if they pulled back even 50%, that's another $1.50 or so lower than where it currently is. The March soybean 50% retracement was right at $10.15, and currently March soybeans are $11.50, so that's another dollar, almost $1.40 lower than the current price of the March soybeans. And the stock market today is currently up about 60 in the D's Dow, 29,867.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.